Tiger baseball. Oh, my goodness. We were just talking about how cold it is outside, but pitchers and catchers are there down in Lakeland. We've had an early game, and Dan Dickerson, the voice of the Detroit Tigers, has just arrived in Florida. Good morning, Dan.
Hi, Sue. How are you?
I'm great. Welcome. Welcome. Just maybe a note of to share with the listeners this morning. You and I go back a long way. It's a long way. About 30 years we've worked together, known each other.
It's That's just, a long way.
It is a long way. I saw you not long ago here in this building on the Michigan State campus, and I said, Dan, you know, 10 years with the Tigers, and you reminded me it was a little different number, right?
Yeah, this is year number 15 for me.
How wonderful, how wonderful. Okay, spoil us a little bit. You've arrived just recently in Florida. What's the weather like down there?
Well, it was 84 and sunny yesterday. There's a little cloud cover at the moment, but we are in the 70s, and I'm thinking they're talking low 80s for Central Florida.
Oh, my goodness.
For this afternoon's game. It might stick in the 70s if the clouds don't move out.
Okay. You know, the Tigers had a great season overall last year, but couldn't quite get to the end where they wanted. Was that a disappointment, Dan?
Well, I think it's disappointing. I think some would say that, you know, some argue that, well, the season's a failure if you don't win the World Series. I don't think that's true for any team, even the Yankees in all their years when they had the high payrolls. And people say, well, it's a failure if you don't win the World Series. I think that's too harsh. I really do. I think if you make the postseason, you're putting yourself in the mix to win a World Championship. And think how far the Tigers have come in 12 years, and they've gone from a team that never won.
Right.
You couldn't even have a 500 season to a team that now everybody expects will be in the postseason every year. That's quite a change in really 10 years.
It really
is. As a fan, I understand that everybody wants a World Championship, but you look at it critically and you say, is this a team that has a chance to win a World Championship? And almost every year the answer is yes. It may not happen, but they certainly have the pieces to do it. And I think with the changes they've made, a more versatile offense especially, Sue, this is a team that might be better suited to win and go deeper into the postseason.
And Dan, frankly, every game is an exciting game. Every game has a possibility.
Yeah, it does. And I think more interesting this year because of their ability to do more things.
Mm-hmm.
I think team speed is fun.
Yeah.
It's not they're going to steal a ton of bases, but they're going to steal more bases. They're going to be more active running the bases. And that makes for a more interesting game. It's fun when you challenge outfielders' arms to try to throw you out at the plate or throw you out at third.
Yeah, base.
And they're going to do that a lot more.
Mm-hmm. Base running's felt like an Achilles heel for a good part of last year, but you're right. The changes, as we have read about them, as you're seeing them, clearly are different. What about the bullpen? That was another question mark last year.
Yeah, and it still is, to be honest. Mm-hmm. I think it has a potential to be quite good, but realistically, if you're just looking at who are the guys behind Joe Nathan, who I think is a sure thing, you can legitimately say there are question marks about whatever six, and you could kind of pencil in the six right now, roughly, who are going to be leading up to Joe Nathan because of either, you know, poor performance last year like Phil Koch and Jabba Chamberlain, or young guys like Rondon who haven't pitched a full season. Ian Kroll is in that same boat, or guys who are coming off injury, like, again, Bruce Rondon. So, I mean, each one is kind of question mark. But each one, if they stay healthy and pitch a whole season, has the potential to make this a very good bullpen. I'm really intrigued by Koch and Chamberlain are the two guys, too, that I think,
right.
I don't know if they hold the key to the bullpen, but I'm very intrigued to see what they're going to do because they both still have very good arms and are coming off poor seasons. Jeff Jones has an ability to fix things.
Yeah.
And I think that's why the Tigers took probably was an eyebrow-raising move in signing Jabba Chamberlain for a lot of people, including myself.
Mm-hmm.
They must figure, okay, this guy's still to his mid-90s. Let's fix this guy. I see in his delivery that I can make him a better pitcher. He has the potential to be a huge part of the bullpen. So Koch, they have to have a solid veteran lefty. He did not have a good year last year. I think injury was a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he was quite healthy. He already looks better early this spring, but he's a guy who simply has to be better because the other lefty's a rookie who's got 29 innings in the major leagues, Ian Kroll. So those are kind of two key guys.
Yeah, a brand new manager, Brad Ausmus, this year, replacing Jim Leland, who retired. Do you feel a difference in the club with the change at skipper?
Yeah, I mean, it's just a difference in style.
Mm-hmm.
And I've only been down here a couple of days, but just to watch how he interacts with the team, you know, a manager, everybody hears how smart Brad Ausmus is, but there are different kinds of smart.
Right.
I think he's book smart, but I also think he's people smart, and you have to be people smart to be a good manager. You have to know personalities and know how to handle people. But just things like turning a routine, somewhat drudgery, you know, early drill of pitchers fielding practice, turning that into a competition. So all of a sudden, you're working a drill, getting better, but all these guys are competitive. Now you've got a competition with, you know, quarterfinals, semis, and finals, and Jabba Chamberlain wins it, and, you know, he's very excited to win it. I mean, that to me is, that's good. That's a good way to turn something that's mundane into something interesting. Same with, like, catcher's drill that they had earlier.
Mm-hmm.
He has a 9:30 meeting with his entire team every day.
Wow.
Talk about a baseball topic, or talk about maybe here's a kid that nobody knows. Stand up, introduce yourself, tell us something about yourself. So I just think, you know, it's a different style. Jim Leland was terrific, obviously. That was an 8-year run that was one of the most successful 8-year runs in Tigers history. So it's a little just difference in style, but I like what I'm seeing. I like what the players and how they're responding to it.
It smells like team spirit.
Yeah, and, you know, Brad, I think Brad likes to downplay that. He doesn't like to talk about, but it is doing exactly that. It's building a certain amount of team camaraderie, chemistry, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
There is something to that, and he obviously believes that.
You know, I'm always impressed by the insights that Jim Price offers as a catcher. And we get some of that in, obviously a lot of that in Ausmus as well.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's a reason that, you know, by far the position most represented among major league managers is catcher.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's almost half now.
Yeah.
The major league managers were catchers. So there's a reason for that. There's a certain analytical ability that they have that goes along with that position. And, you know, in the case of my partner, Jim, I mean, he can see that batter-pitcher matchup, and he understands that batter-pitcher matchup, what each one is trying to do at the plate, what each one has that day, extremely well. He just has that ability to see that, you know, other people don't have. And I think that's, you know, that's one of the things that the Tigers liked about Brad Ausmus, among the many things. But there's a reason catchers are well represented in the managerial fraternity.
Looking at the league for the coming season with the changes that were made, any thoughts about how the American League might shake out this year?
Well, it's pretty interesting. I tell you one thing, it's hard to predict. Every year, the very best minds in this business try to predict.
Yeah.
And every year, they usually have a very tough time picking more than 3 division winners. I think the Tigers are one of the more sure things. I always look at teams that jumped up a lot. Will they fall back? Boston and Cleveland fit in that category. I happen to think both are going to actually hold most of their gains from last year. Boston looks strong again, even though they lost some key players. And I think Cleveland's probably the biggest threat. I'm intrigued by the Angels. I don't think they have, you know, they've got a big payroll and obviously were a disappointment last year, but I'm not sensing that they're going to jump up because I think their starting pitching is weak. I think for fans, I mean, I always start with starting rotations. I mean, look at the best starting rotations. Do they have enough hitting to go along with that? And then you kind of gauge who has maybe the best chance to win a given division. But to me, it's Tampa Bay, Boston in the East, with the Yankees certainly a threat. Tigers and probably Cleveland in the Central. I'm not sold on Kansas City's improvement because I don't think they have enough offense. And in the West, I think Texas is a real force, but they've got some pitching problems. So, you know, you got to look at the Oakland A's again. They won that division 2 years in a row, and they certainly have the pieces to do it again.
The amazing A's. Dan, finally, just a couple of seconds left. What time is the game today?
1 o'clock game today.
And
we'll broadcast today's game and then skip tomorrow, and then we'll do the next four after that. 22 in all.
Oh, how wonderful.
Spring.
Oh,
yeah.
It lightens our spirit to know that there is hope.
It does, and I know, believe me, I was there all winter long.
I've
never seen a winter like it. Everybody's ready for a little bit of Florida sunshine, even if it's just coming over the radio.
Well, enjoy Joker Marken Stadium. It's a wonderful place to be a fan there, and just fantastic. We'll be with you in spirit, if not there physically.
All right. Great talking with you, too.
Good to talk to you, too. Dan Dickerson, play-by-play, the voice of the Detroit Tigers, and time to play ball. Thanks, Dan.
You bet.